Yesterday, this man had a fantastic day. In the first 35 minutes, James, he trained 3 2-year-old winners, 2 stakes winners at Doomben, and the 2-year-old opener at Rose Hill. Mark Noonan's been good enough to join us on the line. Good morning, Mark. Invictus Salute, Diamond Thunder. Oh, sorry, not Invictus. Diamond Thunder Splintex Shadow Hero. Terrific start to the day for you. Outstanding. Congratulations.
Yeah, morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. Look, it was just one of those days where nothing went wrong, you know. Especially the first couple at Doomben, they were drawn tricky gates for the types of horses they are. So they required pretty good rides, and they got them. And Splintex, well, he makes his own luck. You know, he jumps a length in front every time he goes to the gates, and then Rachel just rated him. You know, rated him properly in front. Nah, he was too good.
A lot of people talking about exceedance in the finish. We expect that horse to be tipped out. What's the plans for Splintex, Mark, moving forward?
Oh, he'll have a little break now. He's quite an immature horse, so he's done exceptionally well this preparation. I think he's a bit underrated, actually, because I know there's a lot of improvement to come with him. And naturally, you know, the horse, running on like Exceedance did, you know, always has the big flashing light on it. But a horse like Splintex with good natural improvement with maturity to come and his racing style, he's going to make into a very good horse.
He's an underrated horse, you're right, Mark. Diamond Thunder and Shadow Hero, Blake Shin's riding like a demon at the moment. He was just outstanding on both of those. What are your plans going forward with those 2 2-year-olds, Mark?
Diamond Thunder will have a break now. The main reason I wanted him to go up there was just to give him a trip away, because I'll probably give him a good break now and aim him towards the 3-year-old summer series there in Queensland leading into the Magic Millions. Pirata did it a couple of years ago, and look, there's a big bonus attached to winning 3 of those 4 races, so... look, he proved yesterday that he's not one-dimensional leader, and you know, Blake, you know, full credit there. He summed the race up from the jump, and you know, got him into a good spot, and then found enough clear ground when he needed it. So look, I'm confident the horse will be good enough for something like that. So he's earned a good break now, and you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, there's a pretty good future ahead of him, being a gelding. We're only chasing prize money with him, whereas Splintex being a colt, we're looking to increase his value.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, did you send those horses away to Doomben because you love a break as well? Last time I saw you, you're up on the Gold Coast, Mark, and you're being wined and dined up there as well. So is there any synergies around that?
I don't think so, Jim. No.
He's too good, isn't he, Mark? He's too good, isn't he?
Yeah, no. You see, he's... on Friday, I went from the trials to the airport and went up and had a look at the 3 horses we've got there. Yesterday morning, I was up at 3 there to watch them work and gallop Scarlet Dream. Then we were straight to the races for the early start, and then I was on the 3 o'clock plane back to Sydney and back to work.
I was going to have a go at you about where you went for dinner last time, but you might have snooking me on that one. Hey, Mark, mate, congratulations
Dinner was at the airport. I had a snack at the airport. By the time I got home, I think I was in bed at 7 o'clock. So
long day.
Pretty boring.
No, we understand, mate. Hey, well done on yesterday. That's fantastic, and appreciate your time this morning, Mark.
Great. Thanks, guys.